What would you dare to do if you couldn't lose? What would you dare to be if you were guaranteed unconditional success? What would you dare to have if there were absolutely no limits? What would you dare? It's time to dare something worthy. Welcome to the Joe Vitale Awakening Course. Whether you're an avid follower of Joe's message or are new to his personal development regimen, congratulations. By taking this first step, you have opened your life to limitless possibilities. Best-selling author, much sought-after public speaker, and business genius, Dr. Joe Vitale is known as the world's foremost authority on the law of attraction and has been deemed the first spiritual marketer. Combining his one-of-a-kind, charismatic, inspirational style, his extraordinary business savvy, and his exclusive five-step attraction system, Joe has successfully coached thousands through his seminars, books, DVDs, webinars, and TV radio appearances. A myriad of testimonials the world over have proven the unparalleled results of Joe's five-step method for attracting wealth, health, love, and joy. His system has assisted countless people on their journey to become millionaires and find deep-felt happiness. It's so effective, in fact, that he was sought out to co-author the book and star in the world-famous movie, The Secret. Joe has published over 50 books and audio DVD programs, including The Key, The Attractor Factor, and Zero Limits, just to name a few. Unlike anything Joe has ever done before, this program enters into the realm of the miraculous. Following the stages that Joe outlines in this series will prepare you literally for nirvana. Included in this program are revolutionary theories and insights, practical exercises and applications, and a workbook to assist you in chronicling the exceptional journey you're about to embark upon. Sit tight, enjoy the ride, and please join me in welcoming Dr. Joe Vitale.
Where you are right now can be a painful place. I've been there. I have relatives who are still there. I'm doing my best to help them by teaching them what I've learned over the last 20, 30 some years. This is material that I've learned the hard way. When I was homeless, I would go to the library and I would read books. The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol was amazingly influential in my life. And I read other books like Think and Grow Rich. Thank God for the library, the abundance, the wisdom is right there. I would listen to audio programs like the ones I borrowed from the library. As I drove around in Houston where I was living, where a lot of this took place, a lot of my first transformation took place, I would make it a university on wheels, and I would listen and grow and ask myself questions. So what I want you to realize is that where you are right now is temporary. Where you are right now is just what's happening in your current reality. The temporary will change. Your current reality will change. When you awaken, when you go through these various stages of awakening, you will leave the pain behind. You will leave the struggle behind. Most of the pain and most of the struggle is from this first stage that people fall into. We all go through it. Most people stay in it forever. They stay in it until they die. It takes something like this program to awaken them, to teach them that there's another way to live your life. I know that maybe you're thinking about paying your bills. I know that maybe you're thinking about how will I pay the rent next month. I know that maybe you're thinking about your health or somebody that's close to you that has health problems. There is another way to go through all of this. There is another way to resolve these problems. The good news is I'm delivering it to you personally in the Awakening Course, which is what you're listening to. Well, you might be curious about what my life was like on the streets, and I've never really talked about it at depth. In fact, I never even owned it for the longest time, meaning that, yes, it did happen. Yes, I did live on the streets in Dallas, and it was probably around 76, 77, 78, somewhere in there. For the longest time, I pushed it out of my mind. For the longest time, it never happened in my awareness. But as life went on and people would ask me about my history, I'd begin to talk about it. And I found that though it was uncomfortable for me, it was inspiring for them. So I'll take a moment and touch on that. I had saved all of my money. and also given it all to a company that promised to get me work overseas. We were building oil and gas pipelines in other countries and in Alaska, places like that. And I had given my money to a company that would make resumes and send out letters, and they promised to get me work. So I was in Dallas. I had turned over virtually everything but some pocket change I had so I can eat until the job came in. And that company went out of business. They went bankrupt. When I went to go find the owner of it, he had committed suicide, and I was left with no resources. I had gone to Dallas with nothing. The money I had is the money I had surrendered. I did not have a job. I did not have a car. I did not know anybody. I was in a very rinky-dink, dangerous area apartment. And without anything, I ended up sleeping on the steps of a post office. If you've ever seen the movie Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith, it describes a character who is well-meaning, who is very hardworking, but makes a few mistakes. And very quickly, he is sleeping in a church. He is sleeping in a toilet. He is sleeping in a bus station. I was doing all of that. I remember sleeping on the steps of the post office because I had a P.O. box, as I remember, and I kept hoping that a check would come in for something that I had written. I don't remember everything about that time because it was very dark. It was very traumatic psychologically. I did manage somehow, some way to leave and get to Houston, and I honest to God don't remember right now how I did it. I could have hitchhiked. I could have managed to get on a bus somehow. I don't really remember, but I left Dallas. And that wound of being homeless in Dallas stayed with me for at least a decade. I would go back a couple times for one reason or another, always reluctantly, and something bad would happen. I remember driving there one time, and as soon as I crossed the Dallas city line on the highway, a cop pulled me over and gave me a ticket. And it was almost like my mindset had been lodged in that time and place with this negative charge that I had to do a lot of cleaning with and a lot of becoming more aware of. And as I did, it's no longer of concern. I can go back to Dallas with no problem. I can talk about it as I am with you right now. But the experience was one that in many ways made me stronger. In many ways has given me a story that has inspired maybe thousands of people. It's possibly inspiring you right now. I would not want to do it again, but I am grateful that I went through it and I survived it. In many ways, it was a very horrible time. Again, it's part of my makeup and part of my history and part of my past. In the movie The Secret, there's a scene where all of the different teachers are asked what their life was like, and one was in a street gang, and I say I was homeless, and somebody else was somebody else, and somebody else did something else. And then they cut to Jack Canfield, one of my favorite people in the world, who says, "That's all, so what?" We all have a story of some sort. You have a story. I have a story. Part of mine was I was indeed homeless at one point, but I also transcended it. I'm also in a very different place today. When I look at my life at 30 years ago being homeless and today having a car collection and a country estate and a luxury lifestyle and being, I guess, considered a movie star with the movies I'm in and a best-selling author, part of my brain just goes bonkers because it's trying to compare how did that person become this person. And that person, the homeless one, became this luxurious one because of an awakening. And that's why this material is so important, and that's why I want to share it with you. What I've learned is practical, spiritual, inspiring, financially rewarding, romantically rewarding, in just about every way that you can name, the transformation has been deep and permanent. But it did start with a little blip on the radar where I was homeless at one point. Well, don't think for a minute that you have to go and become homeless in order to become awakened. You start wherever you are. You have your own story, and that's already part of what I'm saying here, is that each of us has some past experience that we're growing from, we're growing through, and we're awakening from. So you don't have to backpedal. You don't have to go and become homeless. You don't have to go into debt. You don't have to go into poverty. If you've already experienced all of that, that's all part of your experience. That's simply it. You will transcend it. You will awaken from it. But we're not asking you in any way, shape, or form to go backwards. I'm asking you to go forwards, and you go forwards through these stages of awakening, and that's what I'm taking you through in this material. Now, I have no idea if you've already read my earlier books or if you've heard my audios or seen DVDs or seen movies. I have no idea. But what I want you to know is that I'm going to cover the basics and go beyond them. If, for example, you are a fan of my work and you've listened to The Missing Secret and you've read The Attractor Factor and you've seen the movie The Secret and onwards, it doesn't matter because what I'm going to be saying in the Awakening course is something I've never, ever talked about before. So again, I'm going to take you from ground zero. I'm going to walk you through the basics of awakening. I'm going to describe the four stages of awakening. And the fourth stage of awakening is something I've never talked about before for a very good reason. I didn't know about it. I have been sharing my own life journey with everybody through my books, through my audios, through my courses, through my movie appearances, and it's still happening. As I grow, as I evolve, as I awaken, as I become more conscious, as I transcend the problems in my own life, I go out and share that with the world. And I'm sharing it as a service to you. So, if you already know my work, great. If you don't, great. Because I'm going to cover all of the basics that are in my material, but we're also going to go beyond it. So fasten your seatbelt. We're going to have a great time. So why am I doing this now? And why here? Why now? Why is all this happening right now? When you look around in the world, especially if you pay attention to the media, which is a big tip is don't pay attention to the media. But if you're already doing that, you're probably already thinking, oh, Lord, look what's happening here. There's earth changes going on. There's predictions of doom and gloom. And maybe you're looking at your own life and you're shaky and you're wondering, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to take care of my family? Is my job stable? What's going to happen next? We got to run out of gas. We got to run out of oil. We're going to run out of climate control. I mean, just what is happening here? And I'm going to say something fairly shocking. I'm going to say that it's all happening for the highest good of all concerned. That actually these challenges are causing us to look deeply within ourselves to come up with creative solutions, to actually awaken from the very thing that caused the problems, to actually transcend everything and to create a better world, a better place, a better life. Now, at first glance, it might seem like that's not what's happening and that doesn't seem possible. But I know that Paul Zane Pilser, for example, who is an economic advisor to several different presidents, he pointed out in the 70s, we went through this oil and gas crisis, and it really looked like we were going to run out of oil and gas. And there were long lines at the gas station, and I grew up during that period. So I remember that people could only go and get gas if their license plate was an odd number or an even number. They were very odd times. But Paul Zane Pilser pointed out that that crisis, and I say crisis in quotation marks, was actually a stimulus. Because engineers invented new ways of digging for oil and gas, and they were actually able to dig deeper and found more oil and gas, so that we were able to supply ourselves for decades more. So what looked like a problem that had no solution was actually a challenge that called for a creative solution to it. Well, the same thing's going on in your life right now. So if you are sitting there wondering, how am I going to pay the bills, how am I going to take care of my health or my family or what's going to happen to my job, that's a good thing. It's making you look in a new direction. It's making you look within yourself. It's making you be more creative, and it's making you be more open. Perhaps if you weren't feeling what you're feeling right now, you never would have invested in the Awakening course, so you never would have been brought here. You might have happily and maybe mindlessly just gone about your merry way and never had an opportunity to grow, never had an opportunity to awaken. So I see that what's going on is actually good. Yes, it may be uncomfortable, but uncomfortable doesn't mean bad. Uncomfortable simply means you're doing something you haven't done before. So it feels like putting on a new pair of shoes. Very often you get blisters, even though they're a new pair of shoes, and it's something good for you. But your skin will heal, it'll actually toughen, you will grow from it, and you'll be walking around with new shoes in a new life, feeling much more optimistic, abundant, and looking forward to the future. That's the promise of what looks like a challenge. Well, if you look at your life, most likely you've been working a little too hard. And that's because you have been, and maybe I'm making a new word here, efforting through your life, meaning that you've been struggling through your life, that you've been fighting through your life. I actually remember that when I was in high school and I went into college, I admired a lot of the authors like Jack London and Ernest Hemingway because these people were one man against the world, and I admired that, and I admired it because that's how I felt. It was just Joe Vitale against planet Earth. And that's how most of us lead our lives. We're coming from a particular mindset that says, if anything's going to get done, I'm going to have to work at it. I'm going to have to struggle at it. I'm going to have to deprive myself of certain things. I'm going to have to just really fight my way through life. Well, that's a belief that creates the very reality that the belief is fueling. In other words, if you believe that you have to struggle to get anywhere, you will create struggle to get anywhere. If you believe that you have to suffer to get anywhere, you will suffer to get anywhere. Let me give you a very clear-headed example here. I told you about being homeless at one point. What awakened me to how I created that in my own life was the insight that I was modeling my life after authors who were self-destructive. Jack London died of suicide. Ernest Hemingway died of suicide. I admired these authors to the extent that I thought I had to lead the same kind of life as them because that was the curriculum. And so I was going down a very self-destructive path. I was fighting with life. I was making sure that I was unhappy. I was making sure that I was struggling. I was making sure that I was miserable. When I finally realized I was doing that because of a belief, the belief was in order for me to be a successful author, which was my goal, I had to suffer like they did. And I was alcoholic, I was suicidal, I was melancholy, I was going down the same road those people went. Until one day I awakened to the idea that I can model their writing styles, but I don't necessarily have to model their lifestyle. When I realized that, I began to find authors that were happy and productive and prosperous. When I found that, I began to create a new reality for myself. So what I'm suggesting, and again, it may be hard to hear when you first hear this, is the idea that you are struggling needlessly. You have been struggling in the past. It has served you well. You've learned, you've grown, you've gotten stronger from doing that. But at this point, you can let that go. I'm going to show you an easier way. I'm going to show you the escalator. I'm going to show you how to awaken from what has created the struggle in the past, so that you can have the wealth, the success, the romance, the abundance, all of what you want without the struggle. You won't have to be efforting through life. You can be flowing through life. You might be wondering where these beliefs are within you, and they're not typically in your conscious mind. They're in your unconscious mind. Now, I said on an earlier program called The Missing Secret that the missing secret is the idea that you have to get clear of the beliefs within your own mind before you start to see the results in the outer world. What I'm very excited about is that on this program, I'm going to show you how to find those limiting beliefs and change those limiting beliefs. So if you are concerned that, oh, I've been creating this struggle in my life, but I don't know why I'm creating it because I'm not a writer. I wasn't modeling myself after Ernest Hemingway or Jack London like you were. But you were doing something. There is a belief that's active in your mind that is creating the reality you have. I'm going to help you in this material to find that belief, clear that belief, so you are free of that belief. And the really exciting thing about all of this is once you're free of that belief, you change the entire world. Because the belief wasn't just active within you. Because of it being active within you, it was an extension into the universe itself, and the universe rearranged itself to make that belief true. Now, again, when you first hear all of this, it might seem a little bizarre, but stick with me. By going through the Awakening Course, you will get to the understanding that you are creating your own reality, and we're actually going to go past even that in the fourth stage of awakening. But for now, don't worry about any of this. If you have been struggling, that's fine, because the good news is the struggle is over. Now, I'm also excited to tell you that I'm going to be giving you a lot of practical tools, exercises, even a couple meditations. All of this is to help your life be easier. All of this is to help clear those beliefs that might be holding you back a little bit. All of this is to help you awaken. I'm a very practical, street-level fellow. I am an entrepreneur. I want to see results. I want to see results in your life. So this isn't some sort of feel-good program, metaphysical, woo-woo-ish type program. This is a very much a take-it-to-the-bank program. I want you to try these techniques, try the meditations, listen to what I have to say about beliefs, go through the four steps of the Awakening Course, and then see where you're at. Because where you are now is not where you're going to be at the end of this program. Where you are now is temporary. Where you're going is eternal. Stick with me. The number one thing you're going to have to watch for as you go through this program and actually going through life itself is the whole element of fear. Fear is everywhere. As I look around, I notice that it seems like the whole planet is up in arms, that everybody's afraid of everything and everybody and everything else. And if you listen to the media, which again, I say you shouldn't be listening to, but if you listen to it, it always focuses on the fear and it always gives you reasons to be afraid. Now, if you don't pay attention to it, you don't have those reasons, which is pretty interesting in itself. But fear will stop you if you let it. Now, I'm not asking you to hold your breath and stand in front of a train or a bus or a car, but I am asking you to take a moment and see if you are being fearful of simple change. Because a lot of people don't want to change because at least where they're at is comfortable. They look around and where they're at right now feels like it's okay. It's comfortable. I might be in debt. I might not like my job, and I might be in a relationship I don't care for, and I might have a bad back, but it's okay. It's the known. Well, it may be time to get a little uncomfortable and to awaken from all of that so you can have more. Now, if you sit there in fear saying, I want to stay where I'm at, you will stay where you're at. So again, there's a difference between leaving your comfort zone and actually going into fear. Fear is going to stop you. Fear is what stops most people from taking action. I've found in my career that there's the fear of failure or the fear of success. And some people have both of them. What I'm talking about is transcending fear. What I'm talking about is inviting you to dare something worthy in your life by focusing on what you want. And as you focus on what you want, you might be called to do a few things you've never done before. But it doesn't mean that you should be afraid of them. The feeling that you get, that uneasy feeling because you've done something new, is only because you're doing something new. It's not a signal to stop. It's not a signal to fall into fear. What it is a sign that I'm doing something new, and just be alert as I go and do it. That's what I'm asking you to do in this program, to, as one famous book says, feel the fear and do it anyway. Feel the discomfort and do it anyway. Stick with me with this program because I promise an awakening, and it all begins here, now, today. Now, if you're not driving at this point, you might go and reach for the workbook that came with this program and open it up and go to the section on fears and list the things that you're afraid of. Just go ahead and list anything and everything. There's something therapeutic about just writing them down. When you get them out of your system, in many ways, they dissolve because you look at them on paper and you realize that, oh, that's not so scary after all. And taking an inventory of the fears is a way of cleaning house. So empty your mind of your concerns, write any and all fears down. This is not something you have to show me. You don't have to show it to anybody else. It's for your eyes only. So it's a very safe exercise. Write down all of your fears in your workbook and just take a deep breath as you're doing it. Just let them go. You might even look at each one of the fears and ask yourself, do I really fear that? And it's okay to say yes, and it's okay to say no. But breathe through it as you are listing them, because you may find that a lot of them dissolve just in taking the inventory of them. So go ahead and pause and do that now. I mentioned earlier about the power of the unconscious mind. So when you start to write down your fears, you may not at first have many, but because you focused on this and you've called them from your mind, they'll start bubbling up from your unconscious. That's actually a good thing. So don't be afraid of that. Just start writing down your fears. As you write down one fear, another one may surface. As you write down that next one, another one may surface. There may be tangent fears to any of the ones you wrote. And you might even take a breath after you've written down as many as you've written down, whether you've written 5 or 50 of them. Take a deep breath and wait and say, is there anything else I'm afraid of? And go ahead and write down whatever comes up. Again, trust yourself, trust your unconscious mind. It'll bubble up as it feels safe to do so. So just make a nice, safe place for you to list your fears, because we're going to let them all go. I've created a miracles coaching program to help people awaken, to help them achieve their dreams, and to help them overcome their fears. But let me tell you a story, a true story about what happened to me at one point. I wrote a book called Spiritual Marketing a long time ago, and this, in many ways, was a dangerous booklet. It was dangerous because I represented a lot of conservative companies like American Marketing Association had published one of my books, American Management Association published another one of my books, Nightingale Conant had published one of my audio programs. And so they were very conservative, and I thought if I come out with spiritual marketing, which was kind of a metaphysical, otherworldly kind of approach to doing business, what would the world think and what would these companies think of me? So I just published the book as a little pamphlet, and I would hand it out here and there, and I gave it to my sister, who is who I wrote it for. I was trying to help her get through her fears and to become more aware and awake and to achieve some of her dreams. And I gave one to Bob Proctor at one of his Science of Getting Rich workshops, and it was in Denver, and it was probably around 99. And I gave it to him as a gift. I never expected him to tell anybody about it. But he stood on stage in front of 250 people, and he told everybody that there was a celebrity in the room, and he read off all the titles, and I knew he was talking about me. And I stood up and took a bow, and then he said, "And Joe's written a new book, an unpublished book, and a book everybody's going to want." And he said, "It's called Spiritual Marketing." Well, I was a nervous wreck thinking, oh, they're going to hang me at this point. They're going to take me out and torch me. But instead, what happened is that all of those people wanted the book. 250 people rushed me. I got 160 business cards out of it because they all wanted the book. There was a publisher there who said he wanted to publish the book. And I said, "Why? You haven't even seen the book." And he said, "Well, you're obviously an author. You've been published before. You must know how to write. Bob Proctor's read the book and he likes it. He says, I'll publish it sight unseen." Well, the short story is I was terrified of letting that book go out. But because I was pushed a little bit by Bob Proctor in 1999 or so, that book became a bestseller. It was reincarnated into my book, The Attractor Factor. I rewrote it, I expanded it, and I retitled it. A big publisher picked it out. Because of The Attractor Factor, I ended up in the movie The Secret. Rhonda Byrne, who was the creator of The Secret, called me after reading The Attractor Factor and said she had this idea for a movie. And if I would I be interested in going in the movie if she got the money together and the script and all of that? Well, I didn't know her from anybody else. I didn't know if she'd actually do this or not, but she did. And of course, the rest is history because The Secret has been a epidemic. It has just awakened the planet on at least stage two level. And it's put me on Larry King twice and Donnie Deutsch, and it's got me in four other movies. And of course, I'm in the book, The Secret. It's led to other book deals for me. And I can go on and on. There was a whole domino ripple effect from me releasing Spiritual Marketing. But I was afraid. I was afraid to release it. Somebody had to encourage me, and I'm a great believer in encouraging people. That's something I want to talk about with you because I'm here to encourage you to go for your dreams. I'm here to encourage you to dare something worthy. I'm here to encourage you to awaken. But Bob Proctor encouraged me and embarrassed me in front of 250 people. But I learned that very often when you face your fears, that your wealth, your success, the romance, the thing that you're actually looking for, the materials you're actually looking for are right behind what you fear. This is why it's so important to face your fears. Behind it is a treasure. One of the things I'm excited about sharing with you in this program is the idea that abundance is actually okay, that money is actually good. I have learned that a lot of people push money away. They actually say they want money, but internally, unconsciously, they're afraid of it. I'm going to be exploring that with you in the Awakening Course. I'm going to be helping you with that because a lot of people will consciously say, "I want a new job. I want my book published. I want my business to succeed. I want to have a lot of money in the bank. I want to be debt-free. I want to be financially free." But unconsciously, what do you think they're saying? Money is bad. Money is evil. I don't deserve money. Rich people are snobs. Taxes will come and take all my money. All of these are beliefs and all of these are fears. So on a top level, conscious mind, they're saying, "I want money." Below the surface in the unconscious mind, which is the more powerful operating system, they're saying, "I don't want money because I'm afraid of it," and they're pushing it away. I've learned that money is good. I've learned that money can actually serve me. It's just a tool. It has no energy in and of itself. We all put energy on it. You do it. I do it. But money in and of itself is pure. It's paper. It's coin. It's whatever value we say it has. But we can use it to accomplish miracles. I've told people that if they really want to make a difference in the world, if they want the world to be a happier, healthier, wealthier place, then contribute one happy, healthy, wealthy person to it. You. Now, I'm known as a spiritual marketer, and as I mentioned, I wrote a little booklet called Spiritual Marketing, which became The Attractor Factor. And I believe that the spiritual and material are two sides of the same coin. They're not opposites at all. You don't dismiss either one of them. You need both of them to have an awakened life. So you need the spirituality and you need the financial part of it in order to walk through this world. It's a little bit like you need the essence, your spirit, within your body, but you also need your body in order to get around in this world that we have here today. It's not one or the other. They are both valued, they are both needed, and they are both integrated to be one unit. I also talk about things like marketing, and I won't be teaching you marketing in this course. Those are other programs that I have. This one is about awakening to the life that you would love to have on all levels. But the thing I want to point out is that when I talk to people about marketing, I hear that they often have a negative or bad idea about marketing. And that's the old school approach where you try to manipulate people to get money from them. I do not believe that at all. I believe that marketing is sharing your love for your product or service with the people who will most welcome hearing about it. And I'm going to say that again because I think that is the profound new definition of marketing as I know it and want it to be in the world. Marketing is sharing your love for your product or service with the people who most want to hear about it, who will most welcome it when they do hear about it. So, when I talk about the Awakening Course, for example, I'm doing it out of my passion. I'm doing it out of my caring for you. I am doing it out of my love. If this reaches you, and apparently it already has, and you've invested in the program, then you realize that you're welcoming it. And so I've connected to you on a heart level. My heart has reached out to you. You've invested in the program. You're now listening to me. This is all based in love. Love is what I think marketing, money, life, abundance, romance, spirituality is all about. Love is the essence to all of this. Love is the essence to the Awakening Course. And as we go through this together, that will become very, very clear. Okay, let's summarize what we've been talking about, and let me go over the benefits you're going to be getting from this program. For one thing, you're going to get out of debt, and that means paying off your credit cards, that means taking care of your house payments, that takes care of your car payments, or anything else that might be holding you in debt right now. It might seem like that's impossible, but that's how it seems based on your mindset right now. As you go through these four stages of awakening, you will see how you can actually pay off your debt. You can actually see how you can become financially free. And financially free actually means you are free of worries about money, about wealth, about finances. Again, this might seem impossible. Stay with me. And if you're okay right now with money, you already have plenty of it, you are financially free, you're debt-free, you are doing just great with finances, you may not be doing so great in other areas. For example, you might have some issues with romance, with relationships, with the love of your life, maybe even loving yourself. All of this is going to be addressed in this program. You might be dealing with a health issue. There might be somebody in your life that's dealing with a health issue. You might be concerned about aging. You might be concerned about losing weight or gaining weight. We're going to be talking about all of that. As a side note, I lost 80-some pounds. I went into 7 fitness contests, and this is after a lifetime of obesity and childhood obesity. So if I can do it, you can do it, so can anybody else involved. But if you're also trying to find happiness, this is a key ingredient in this whole awakening program. Finding happiness, as you're going to find out, is a key to achieving everything you want. And I'm going to explain that, detail that, and show you ways to become happy now in this program. You'll find out that you can be happy no matter what's going on in your life, that you don't have to change the people around you or your job or the things around you in order to find happiness or to be happy now. And don't beat yourself up for wanting worldly things. There's nothing wrong with cars and houses and toys and making a difference in your own personal life. Those are all fun. Those are all worth going for. And as you go through these stages of awareness and stages of awakening, you'll get to a place where you will automatically, naturally, and lovingly want to make a difference in the world too. It doesn't mean you have to become Gandhi. It doesn't mean that you have to starve. It doesn't mean that you have to do anything that's unappealing to you. But there will be something that'll come from your heart. That'll be a natural extension of who you are. And as we go through this program, I'll talk about how that has worked in my own life. I still like cars, but I also still want to make a difference. For example, I'd like to resolve homelessness, and I've started a movement to end that forever. So wanting the cars, the fancy rings, or anything else is totally fine. I'll also be helping you go up the 4 levels of awareness. And again, I've never talked about the fourth level. So even if you are familiar with me and my work, this is going to be new. This is brand new. And if you aren't familiar with my work, remember, I'm going to take you from kindergarten to first grade on through to graduate school, on through the different levels, ending with the fourth level. So we will be going through these stages of enlightenment, these stages of awareness as we go through this program. And keep in mind that if you want something bigger than what some people might say, selfish goals, you might actually want world peace. You might actually try to make a difference in the world in some particular area or some particular country, that the principles I'm going to be teaching you here are applicable there as well, that you can actually achieve virtually anything that you can imagine with this program. I'm going to walk you through all of those steps. And I guess it's worth mentioning right now that this is just me and you. I'm talking to you as I'm sitting here and you are sitting there, you're driving, you're relaxing, you're doing whatever you're doing. I don't have a script. I'm speaking from my heart. What's coming up for me is partly inspiration, partly divine guidance, partly based on my past education and things that I definitely want to communicate with you. But I don't have a script. I'm ad-libbing this. I'm speaking from my heart to your heart. And that's an essential part of this whole program as well. To awaken, you want to come from your heart. Heart, love, happiness, those are key words, and they'll resurface as you go through this program. So stay with me and go through the Awakening Course. All of these stages will make a rich difference in your life beginning right now, because what I'm going to ask you to do next is to actually do a small meditation. Now, if you are driving, make sure you do this later. You don't have to do it while you're driving. But remember when I asked you to make that list of fears in your workbook? You might go and look at that list and breathe through it. Just look at them one by one and take in a deep breath. When you take in your breath, hold it for the count of five and look at your little list. And exhale for the count of three. And then take in another breath. Again, just casually breathing, gently relaxing as you look at your fear list. And as you look at the fear list and you breathe, you notice that you are becoming less fearful. These don't have the charge that they originally did. If you still feel a little uncomfortable about the fears that are on the list, that's okay. I'm not asking you to do anything with the fears themselves. You're simply breathing in, holding it for a small count of five, releasing for a short count of three, and breathing in again. And as you cycle through that a few minutes, you just ease into your day, and you ease into the moment, and you ease into this place where you are not afraid. You might notice later, if you run into any of these fears, that they actually don't have much intimidation to them. They're lighter. They're easier. You are freer with them. You may, in fact, be free of them. So don't overthink this. Don't overfeel this. Simply enjoy the breathing, the taking in of your list, and the letting go. The music will play, and when it's done, open your eyes, if they were closed, or close them and continue to relax. I'll see you in the next session as we continue in the Awakening Course.
This is the end of session one.